And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of May, 2009. You all know the poem, "Because I Could Not Stop for Death, He Kindly Stopped for Me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too, for his civility." It was on this day in 1886 that Emily Dickinson died at the age of 55. She'd been ill for a couple of years. She'd been brought low by grief for many years before. Her father died in 1874. Her father, whom she adored, had a stroke, died. The funeral was held in the family house, but Emily stayed in her room during the service with the door left ajar. And then a year later, almost to the day, her mother had a stroke which rendered her paralyzed and with memory loss. Emily Dickinson wrote, "Home is so far from home." She was reclusive in her late years, but she had a sort of epistolary romance with an old man, a judge of the Massachusetts Supreme Court, Otis Phillips. Lord, they wrote to each other every Sunday, and his letter was one of the highlights of her week. Emily Dickinson's mother died in 1882, and then her favorite nephew died of typhoid fever, and then her beloved correspondent, Judge Lord, died. Emily Dickinson wrote, "The dyings have been too deep for me, and before I could raise my heart from one, another has come." She died on this day, 1886, of Bright's disease. Her coffin was white, surrounded by violets. She'd made her sister promise to burn all of her letters, though some did survive. She didn't say what to do about her notebooks. There were 40 of them, and they contained about 1,800 poems by Emily Dickinson. The first edition came out in 1890, edited by Mabel Loomis Todd, who had had an affair with Emily Dickinson's brother. The first few volumes of her poems contained sweeping edits, and it wasn't until 1955 that the poems were published exactly as Dickinson had written them. The volume compiled by Thomas H. Johnson, the authoritative edition. Here's a poem for today by Irene McKinney, entitled Ready. I remember a Sunday with a smell of food drifting out the door of the cavernous kitchen, and my serious teenage sister and her girlfriends Jean and Maribel standing on the bank above the dirt road in their white sandals, ready to walk to the country church a mile away, and ready to return to the fried chicken, green beans and ham, and fresh bread spread on the table. The sun was bright, and their clean cotton dresses swirled as they turned. I was a witness to it, and I assure you that it's true. I remembered this 30 years later, as I got up from the hospital bed, favoring my right side, where something else had been removed. Pushing a cart that held practically all of my vital fluids, I made my way down the hall because I wanted to stand up for no reason. I had no future plans, and I would never found a movement nor understand the simplest equation. I would never chair the department of importance. Nevertheless, I was about to embark on a third life, having used up the first two, as I would this one. But I shoved the IV with its sugars and tubes steadily ahead of me, passing a frail man in a hospital gown, pushing his cart from the other direction, because I was determined to pull this together, hooking this lifeline into the next one. A poem entitled Ready by Irene McKinney from Vivid Companion, published by Vandalia Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm and produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.